Hello, and welcome to Unlocking Adventures, the podcast. Yay! New year! This is our brand new season of our podcast, and we're super excited, right?
We're always very excited, yes.
We have been off for ever.
Several weeks.
Yes, so we were off for a little bit, and then we recorded. And as you might have heard, I was sick for a little while, and that's why we didn't. And then we recorded, and then I had a sinus infection.
Fun fact, it's incredibly hard to record audio when you have no voice, or you basically sound like everything is gummed up on the inside, so.
Because then I had the sinus infection, then I got sick again, then it was the holidays, then I got sick again.
Winter is so fun.
Yes, in the Northeast. It's been a blast. It has been a blast.
Of course it has.
I listened back to our last podcast and I was like, wow, my voice sounded terrible. So I hope this one's a little bit better.
I mean, based on my audio program, I see spikes in sound, so it's picking you up.
There's nothing about picking me up. It's that I sounded like, and now we are. You know?
As long as you don't sound like the smokers outside.
No, you sound like Roz.
No, that wasn't quite there.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
You have to purposely talk like Roz. Now our kids will wake up and go, do it again.
That was pretty good. No, that was pretty good.
Don't worry, I'm not coming for anybody's job anytime soon.
All right, well, so since we are now in 2023, we had planned to record this topic in 2022, but now we're going to record it now because you know what? It's our podcast.
Please see the aforementioned minute of us talking about sicknesses.
Yes, right. Footnote. So,
anyways, yep.
Did you just cut me off? I'm talking. No. You cut me off.
Yeah.
Rude. Uh-huh. So today talking is hard today.
In 2022,
we did a lot of new things. We were very excited. We tried a lot of new things when we traveled to Walt Disney World. And so today, we're going to talk a little bit about those firsts that we did. We have a list. Each of us have a list of some of the firsts that we've done, which I'm really excited about. I think we had a really cool year of doing like brand new things.
Yes.
And considering how often I've gone, It's nice to know that you can continue to find new things, you know, new experiences.
This is very true, yes, surprisingly.
Yeah. And I'm not just talking about attractions, you know, that we did try some new things because they were new.
Right.
But also just new ways to be at Disney, I think is what it was, too.
Right.
So we're going to, we made a list and we're going to say what it was and then decide if we do it again, if it was worth it.
Right.
So those kinds of things. So
absolutely, yes.
Yes. So do you want to kick us off?
Absolutely.
All right, you go, John.
So as you mentioned, we as a unit went several times.
Yes.
I believe
this was a big year.
It was a big year. 2022 was a big year. I went three times.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time we went was in February. And we didn't plan it this way. It was a happy coincidence. But it just so happened that the Super Bowl was happening while we were going to be in Disney World.
No. It wasn't a happy coincidence. It was, do we have anything going on this date? And I believe you said...
No.
No. And then you said, I think that date sounds familiar, but eh.
I think it was your brother that was like, oh, the Super Bowl's going on then. I'm like, whoops.
That was like a month or two after we were already booked it, too.
Right. And I mean, let's be honest. I wasn't about to like...
We also forgot it was Valentine's Day.
Well, there's that too. I wasn't about to nix the entire trip just because the Super Bowl's happening.
Well, that
I
was
mean,
very
there are
nice
TVs down there and all that. Anyways. So, yeah, that was a thing. Realized it was going to be the Super Bowl. And we're like, yeah, you know what? Just make the most of it. It's fine. We had adjoining rooms... basically with the other members of our party, so
because we went with my brother and
his wife
and his kid.
So you two, the wives, went off to I think Disney Springs while we kept the kids in one room. They were watching something, I don't know, they were watching something, and then we watched the Super Bowl in the other room. It like, I think the concept had come up about trying to go to like a bar at Disney Springs or something like that, but I think they all required some sort of like...
That's not true, because we got into a bar and we watched it in a bar.
Okay, so I misread it. I thought that I had read that you had to have like reservations or some nonsense, but I was wrong. But yeah, so we watched the Super Bowl there, which we were in our room in the French Quarter there. So it was kind of cool to watch it from somewhere you wouldn't normally think, like...
Port Orleans French Quarter.
Port Orleans French Quarter. It's not a place that I'd be like, I have to go to Disney World to watch the Super Bowl. That's why I said happy coincidence. I'm like, oh, you know, I want to watch it, but oh, look, it's in Disney World right now. We're in Disney World. I wouldn't plan a trip around it, more than likely. Like, if we planned another Disney trip that's in February, just because, like, the temperatures weren't terrible and prices weren't awful either, then that's fine and all, because it was enjoyable. It wasn't, like, terrible watching it on a hotel TV or anything like that. So I think it was a cool first to ever, like, watch it somewhere that wasn't, like, our house or, like, a bar or restaurant somewhere. I wouldn't purposely do it again. Again, if it was, like, a coincidence that we happened to be there, then sure, but, yeah.
I like that your first one you picked, I cannot really comment on it all because I don't care about football.
Yep.
So I...
You're going to love my number two, then.
I do love that. My favorite part about this is that you and my brother watched the Super Bowl in the hotel room while watching the kids. And me and my sister-in-law went and we were like, let's go get dinner at Disney Springs. And then we ended up watching it in a bar.
Well, I think...
And we went shopping, which was awesome.
I think the way my brain worked on it was... Because you and our sister-in-law don't care about football at all.
No.
Like,
I like commercials.
Commercials, right. The commercials Super Bowl are usually pretty good. So, in my mind, I thought, okay, well, this is something that your brother and I want to do. It's nothing that you two want to do. It's not really fair to saddle you with the kids so we can... Because this is several hours of watching this.
I know. I've watched the Super Bowl before. I know. It takes you a while sometimes.
Yeah. It's called content.
Oh, okay.
Football. Yeah, check. In my mind, it was only right of us to, like, keep the kids there. Because, again, we had adjoining rooms. We had a whole other TV that they could, like, be entertained by. So it wasn't a huge deal. I didn't consult with your brother about it. I was just like, we'll do it. So who knows if he was like, yeah, that's fine. Or, man, no, I don't want to do that. I want to, like, go somewhere, whatever. Like, but it doesn't matter. Like, it was cool to watch it there because he had, like, the mini fridges and stuff he could, like, stockpile, which we did. Yeah, so again, it was enjoyable. I'm glad you guys enjoyed what you did and all that. But again, not something that I purposely would plan, like, a trip around or anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to purposely plan a trip around the Super Bowl, it would be to be at the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes. I'm just saying, you know.
No. Well, that question had nothing to do with me. I should pick a question that's nothing to do with you.
Fine, yeah, pick one that has nothing to do with me.
No, I was nice and picked ones that would involve you.
Hey, listen, you said, like, things that we did first time in Disney World in 2020.
The key word there was we.
Well, you're not gonna like my second one, then.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna go with when we did our adult-only trip, me and you.
Yeah.
Because I went without you this year as well, which, to Disney World as well, so.
Yeah.
But when we did our adult-only trip, we did 4 parks in one day.
Whew.
So, yes. So I want to know your thoughts on, would you do it again?
No. And not because I don't think I couldn't physically do it.
It was exhausting.
It was exhausting. Well, no, wait. It was exhausting because it was August and hot and sweaty.
Oh, it was
so
bad.
No, I wouldn't do it again because I don't see the benefit of doing it. Mostly because, like, I think we did it because it was just the two of us, so we weren't saddled with the kids. And because I would never try to do 4 parks in one day with the kids. No, I
don't know.
I just don't. The reason why, like, the only way I could see doing it is if, like, you didn't have any super set plans. Well, minus the first park, obviously, with reservations and all that. So, if you didn't have any super set plans on, man, I'm doing this ride today and that's my objective. You're just like, I'll just see what's available and go with that. Which is sort of what we did, but not really. But if you didn't...
Well, because it was August, so there's a lot more... we went during when it was kind of the slow season there.
Yeah.
People had gone back to school already, so we... And it was just the two of us, so...
Right.
It was... I think we were, like, sitting in Epcot eating lunch or something, and we're like, what should we do now? You want to go ride Flight of Passage? oh, let's go. It's available.
Right. Something you wouldn't expect to happen. You'd be like, well, every park's going to be packed with people. And then we're like, oh, look, it's not.
Because we booked, I think it was that we hit the top rides in each park, right? So that's the thing.
Yes.
So I think it's how you plan to go and do four parks. If you're planning to go to four parks just to visit and look at it, that's pretty easy to do.
Was this the day that I went golfing in the morning too? Or was that the, second day? Oh, okay.
I don't think this was the day you went golfing.
That would have been super intense.
Because I think we did... I think this was the day that we did Rise. We did... We did Guardians. Then we did Rise. And we went back to Epcot to do... No. I don't remember. We didn't start in Epcot. I think we started in Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
Or no, we ended in Hollywood Studios.
No, actually, we... this is complicated.
We went back and forth between Hollywood Studios and Epcot because...
Well, I remember that in Hollywood Studios, Rise went down. I'm pretty certain.
That wasn't that day.
It wasn't that day? Oh, man. Confusing. Well, okay.
Maybe it was that... Maybe it was... I think what we did...
We rope dropped Hollywood Studios. I remember that because we went on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yes.
We stood in the very short line for that and then turned around and saw the huge line of people.
We rope dropped Rock and Roller Coasters. We went to Ogda's Cantina.
Yes.
We did Rise and we did a bunch of stuff in Hollywood Studios. And then we hopped to Epcot to ride Guardians.
Because that surprisingly still had Lightning Lane available.
No, we did it right away. I think.
We bought it right away. Because we were on the bus from Coronado Springs and you did Rise. I did Guardian. No, that doesn't make sense, does it? Can you buy two of those at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, there you go. I'm trying to remember.
You can't
all this
buy
stuff.
The same. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
We bought them because I don't wait in lines.
Yeah.
And then we went to. We were gonna ride Ratatouille, and then it went down. Or we were.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Something
that's
like that.
That went down later in the day at Epcot.
And then we bought Flight of Passage.
Yep.
We went there, and then we went to Epcot to ride like Pirates, I think. And I'm sorry, Magic Kingdom to ride Pirates. Sorry.
It went in the wrong direction. Yeah, because it was late. It was dark when we got to.
And then we were like, oh, look, we're in Magic Kingdom at night.
Yeah. I do remember that, yeah.
I do think that you could do it if there are, like, with specific rides. If you, like, if we go and we need to ride the top rides at each park and we buy them at each park.
Yeah.
But what reason I wouldn't do it is that I don't think that we would have fully enjoyed the parks. We were very rushed on our adult. Only trip because we had such a short window, and
it
so
was
I feel
a
like
spur of the moment trip.
And I felt like we had to do everything, so we had the park hopper, we had all that,
right?
And it was a lot. I think that we could do it with the kids, but not with them in a stroller.
No, it would have to be
because the traveling with the stroller is a challenge.
It hampers you because not like I don't like to think of it as a. Minute by minute, like you have to plan it out, but literally, like folding and unfolding that thing and trying to maneuver it through crowds of people takes time that you don't have to worry about when you can just kind of like sidestep through crowds and stuff like that. If the kids are a little bit older and didn't need the stroller, I could see trying it, especially if like you have like these are the rides I want, I don't need every ride in the park. Like, hit up the two or three, bam, move over to another one.
And also, the biggest challenge right now is that you can't park hop until 2.
Well,
so
that whole thing.
It's making sure that first park you can do a lot in, mm-hmm. that you want to get done, and then the other parks... Like, we went to Animal Kingdom, but also by the time we got to Animal Kingdom, it was closer to its closing, so there wasn't that many people there. So we've just walked onto a bunch of rides.
Well, it's like the flow of the crowds, right?
Yeah.
So, it's like you said, we got there probably around 4-ish, maybe 5... the reason why I guess at that is because daylight saving time plays tricks with my memory on that stuff. But yeah, we walked onto like Dinosaur, we walked onto Expedition Everest. There was really no need to honestly wait in any lines or buy. Well, you have to buy Flight of Passage because you wait in that line, it takes forever.
Yeah, we just bought a bunch of things because it was only two of us, and that was easier.
We basically blitzed Animal Kingdom.
We did so much in Animal Kingdom
in a small amount of time. Because I think we even saw No, that was a different time we saw the show.
The projections on the trip?
Yeah, that was something else
we saw. No, because we went over to Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
We left while it was happening because we didn't want to get stuck in the bus crowd because we wanted to get on the bus to get to Magic Kingdom.
Right. Pro tip there. If you don't want to get stuck in crowds and you don't care about park closing shows and all that, book it for the buses and stuff before everyone else does.
Yes, those buses, man.
But yeah, it's exhausting. If you have kids that need a stroller, it's probably hard to do efficiently. But if you do have a plan that you want to adhere to, and you don't mind the jumping between parks back and forth, go for it.
Yeah. Mm. I think I would do it. I would do four parks again if it was just us or it was just me.
Well, that's one. If you're by yourself, that's
well, super yeah, you easy. Get to control everything. It's awesome.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing.
I'm going to assume I know what your next one is, but you go ahead.
Well, because, like, so I didn't know this was supposed to be, like,
I said it so many times that this was supposed to be an us.
Okay, well, I have three other things that are an us.
You can go and play. I know what it is.
Well, okay, because if one of the things that I have as my personal bucket list is to play a round of golf in all 50 states.
Yes,
I know. When we decided we were doing an adults-only trip to Disney World, I said, Florida. It's on my list. Perfect. Went and played it, and it was fun to do because they have four total courses down there. One of them was closed at the time for, I think they were fixing up a bunch of the grass on one of them. But basically, you can go down there, you can rent clubs down there, you can rent shoes, which is great because I didn't have to pack them because it was take up space. And it's actually, it's less Disney-fied than I thought it would be. Like, I was expecting every sand bunker out there to be Mickey Mouse shaped because that's what they advertise on their website. But there's really only one.
Right.
And it's right when you drive up to the first hole and go. And then the rest of it's just like a normal golf course. Like, the carts have, like, various Disney characters dressed in golf garb. You can get, like, I have a hat upstairs now amongst the many hats I have that's Grumpy snapping a club over his knee, which, come on, I had to get that. But it was a really cool experience. It's Disney golf, but at the same time, like, if you just went out and played the round, you wouldn't think that it was Disney, minus the fact that you could see Saratoga Springs, you could see, what was the other one? I could see across the little canal into Port Orleans. Probably hit a ball over there, too, the way I was playing that day. But with multiple courses down there, I think without the kids, if it's an adults-only trip, I would probably try to snag another one, although I looked recently and the prices have gone up, which
well, we went in August, that's why.
That's probably a part of it, yeah. But with the kids in tow, like at this age, like the only time I would ever consider going is on non-park days, obviously. And when you have resort days, you kind of want to spend the time with the kids at the pool and stuff like that. So if we did another adults-only trip, I would try to snag another golf round at one of the other courses just to say I did it. But it was fun. It was worth knocking off the list. So, yeah.
You've been very indifferent. It was fun. It would, you know.
I'm just saying.
I will say that I had a blast when you went to play golf. Because I went in the morning, I went to the pool, even though we're at Coronado, and one of the pools was under construction, or I don't know what it was.
Under construction?
The one that was right by our room, because we weren't in the tower.
Yeah, that's right.
But I got to go to the pool, and then I went to Epcot, and I didn't even rope drop Epcot. I just, like, kind of went.
You just moseyed on in there.
Yeah, and I walked, and I didn't focus on getting on rides. I went and walked the World Showcase. I went into the exhibits. I went into the shops. And I just had a fun time with playing it out.
When I arrived there, you said you were in, there was a show in the China Pavilion
that you were in.
And I was like, never heard of that show.
It was awesome. I saw so many cool things when I was in the world, when we were in the World Showcase.
We discovered the Voices of Liberty, too. We were like, holy crap, this is just like, right, because usually when you walk past the America section, you're like, there's barbecue here, and then otherwise, you're out of there.
But it was nice, because that's when we also discovered stuff when we brought the kids the next time, like when I went to go see the Bell thing,
you and Gregor.
Yeah, Gregor and I
was sleeping.
Yeah,
they switched naps this time instead of sleeping at the same time.
But it was fun to just like be in Disney World by myself. Mm-hmm. I love it, and I had such a and the fact that I wasn't trying to get on all these different rides because we had done the four parks. So I had just been two months before that.
Did we do the... No, I thought we did the four parks the next day. Because we flew in like a Thursday night and we had Friday, Saturday, and flew back Sunday.
I don't remember. Okay. But I had just been 2 months before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, felt pretty good. We already bought a Guardians to do later that day.
Yep.
And that was my, you know, that's my big thing. So I just got to explore the World Showcase. And I don't think with the kids, usually they're sleeping in Epcot, so, but I don't think we get the opportunity to just like be in the World Showcase and see things because
yeah.
you have the big stroller that you have to move around people. It's harder to go in and out of places with the big stroller, so you usually take the kids out. So it was kind of nice to just have that freedom. So if you want to go golfing, I'll go hang out by myself.
I should mention, so I have a habit of thinking something is a good idea. Usually when it's just involving me, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a pretty good idea. I'll just do this. So I thought that there was free transportation between your hotel and the golf course.
You don't research things enough.
No, I did research it, and that's what it said on the golf website. And then I talked to the hotel. They're like, there's no free transportation. What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, great. Okay, so just Ubered back. I Ubered over. But then I realized I was right next to Old Key West. That's the one over there. You actually play. I definitely hit a ball. There's no nets. I hit a ball into Old Key West. Didn't hear a window break, thankfully. So finished the round. And based on the map, you're right by Saratoga Springs, which is connected to Disney Springs. I thought, oh, I'm going to save myself money. I'm not going to get an Uber. I'm just going to walk over. By pockets filled with the golf glove, balls, and stuff I brought, by the way. Like, I'm just going to walk over to Disney Springs, and I'm going to catch a bus from there back to
Coronado
Springs.
And it's August in Florida.
Like, nah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And I had just been out on a golf course 18 holes, which you think, oh, golf, it's really not that exhausting. It is. So I start my little journey, and I'm walking around, and then I get to a point and go, oh, no. That's a canal. There's no crossing that canal. So then I'm looking around, finally, you have to go all the way around because Disney Springs is pretty big.
Yeah.
And the side that I wanted to get to was cut off by the canal. So I had to walk all the way around to the other side. And then at that point, I get to the bus station and I open up the app because they'll tell you on the Disney app what the timing is for the next bus. The next bus is 40 minutes out. I can sit here in the heat for 40 minutes, or I can walk 10 minutes to the opposite end of Disney Springs from where I came in. So I walked the entire Disney Springs and just get an Uber and go. So by the end of it, I still got an Uber back to the hotel when I could have just done it in the first place.
And it was I remember you texted me like, oh, I'm all done and I'll see you in a little bit. And I was like, okay. 3 hours later, I feel like you came to Epcot.
SpongeBob thing, 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Which
I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a coffee, hanging out.
Well, the best part too is that, and I don't know if I did this wrong or not because I didn't bother to ask. So I didn't know if the Uber could take me directly to our section of Coronado or if they just do a general Coronado drop off because the address for Coronado is the
right. Well, Grand that's Destino where Tower. They can drop you off. I would imagine.
Okay. Well, because we weren't in the Grand Destino Tower.
No. So then you had
to walk. Then I still had to walk more. I'm like, I did not.
Yeah, next time, we stay at Coronado again, we definitely need to do the Grand Destino Tower.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And when I go places, I need to just Uber it if I have to.
Yes, you need to. That was so funny when you were like, okay, I'm done. I was like, okay, I'll see you in a little bit.
That's one of those, this was a great idea. Crap.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Park. On the first day with the kids.
You and I have had discussions about this.
Yes, but the podcasting world or audience is not.
That's me leading into it.
So we did this. Our last trip? Was it our last trip we went? No. No, it was November. Yeah, it was our November trip.
We did, yeah.
So we landed early. We got an in the airport booked rise. I can't remember which park did we go to first. Was it Hollywood Studios?
I don't remember.
I think it was Hollywood Studios we went the first day.
Actually, no, we didn't.
Or was it Epcot?
We didn't land early. We landed at like noon or like 1 o'clock. I remember because that's what I booked the bus for to get from the airport to the hotel. It wasn't like it was 9 in the morning.
No, it wasn't 9 in the morning, but it wasn't like super late either.
Well, no, it wasn't like 5 o'clock at night. That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
But
either way, so...
Yeah, I can't remember which hotel. Sorry.
No, Epcot. I think we went to Epcot. Because I think we rode Guardian. No, we rode Rise. We went to Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, yeah.
Because we bought Rise in the airport, I remember.
Right, that's because Gregory fell asleep in the park when we were about to get onto Rise. We were like, nope, you're getting up.
Yes.
You're riding this thing.
So So we had Rise, and then so we landed, we checked in at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yep.
Dropped all our stuff. We couldn't even get into our room. I think we just checked our luggage. We just brought our luggage to Bellhop, and we're like, okay, let's go. Because our room wasn't ready either.
Yes. I'm going to say yes, that's accurate.
And then we got on the bus and headed over to Hollywood Studios. Yeah, that's what we did.
Oh, my goodness.
It was probably the longest day ever. Longer than when we decided to take a 5 a.m. flight home from our trip.
That's what was available and was cheapest.
That was terrible.
Well, yeah, we know that now.
That is on my never-to-do-again list.
Yeah, basically.
And I have been strictly against doing anything on arrival day. I'm all about checking in and going to the pool. Because as soon as you, like, it doesn't matter if your room isn't ready or not, when you're staying in a Disney resort, you can just go use the pool, go use the amenities, you can do all of these things, and not, excuse me, and not have to wait until they check in or a certain time.
Yes.
So, that's how I've always planned all our trips, and then we had a shorter trip, so we were like, let's just do it. Not that we didn't have fun, and in retrospect, it's probably good that we did that because the hurricane hit anyway.
Well, yeah, that's.
And so we lost some time.
That's a whole other thing, yeah.
But that was exhausting to do that. And we stood late, too. We were in the park pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
So that we could make up the time, like, you know, so that we could be there and all of that. And I don't think it was worth it for a number of reasons, one of which is that we also had a park hopper and we didn't hop that day. So we just went to one park.
Well, that was a whole thing. I remember we talked about that, too, where we said, well, park hopper is good because we basically used it in August to pretty good effect.
Yeah.
And chances are we could do it again. However, we were thinking about that first day going, like, what are we going to do that? Because we added a park ticket, I think, too. Because although the original plan was nothing on the first day and nothing on the last day. But then we thought about it and we're like, should we give ourselves more time? And we're like, yeah, we probably should. And then we planned it on the first day, I think because we had a party ticket for later in the week, and we didn't want to do like back to back because we figured, well, yeah,
that's yes, thing, but that but, was all so,
yeah.
So, even if it was just us, you know what, honestly, I wouldn't do it again. I think it was terrible. No. I think it was terrible. It was good for the fact that we had a full day and a good length of time in a park because then the parks were shutting down because of the hurricane.
Very true, yes,
but I wouldn't do it again.
Well, because at the time that we planned it and, like, got the tickets and everything, the weather forecast didn't show tropical storm hurricane going to slam into you.
Well, and the biggest thing with that is that for any travel day, at least for us, it's an hour to 2 hours to get to an airport at home. Then we have to park. Then the kids have to go through security, and it's all of these other things. Then you got to be in a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to check in. Then you got to get on a bus and get someplace or wherever you are. And all our kids want to do is either nap or run around because we've been kind of cooped up.
And sometimes both at the same time, which isn't physically possible.
And I remember when we did earlier in the trip, I think one of the best ones we did was when we went to, when we were at Port Orleans. French Quarter at Port Orleans. And we just checked in and we went to the playground and then we went to the pool and we did nothing else. Yep. It was awesome. I remember, like, when we went to, on our first trip, we went to Caribbean.
That's
not Caribbean.
One,
right? No. We stood off-site the very first time.
Oh, the very, 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 very first time.
And we were like, oh, let's go to Disney Springs. And the kids were exhausted, and it was terrible. They were just cranky and annoyed the whole time.
Yeah,
they
didn't really do anything.
All they wanted to do was just, like, sit down somewhere or whatever. And
that
so,
was, like, an arrival of, like, 4 or 5 o'clock that day or something like that.
No, it wasn't late.
Was it not? Oh.
No, it was in the afternoon, too. It was, like, 1.
Okay.
Noon or 1.
But, yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe if they were older, but even still, Abby's 5, and I'm not 5, and I was tired, and I was like, you know, I just wish we were at the pool right now.
Well, that's why on this April trip coming up, we have nothing planned on day, well, we haven't attached the tickets yet, but the plan for day 1 when we land is
the
to
park
not,
reservation? Yeah. You know, it's just to arrive. Yeah. So, that is a no-go for me again.
I
think there are some people who love it, and
I
they will go.
I disagree with that, though.
But our family and me do not I do think, though, if you're going to do it, the best part about it is that you get on your phone at 7 a.m. and you start booking things.
That is true, that you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, but also book it for the right times, because we had to reload it a little bit to get any of our lightning links, because we also had Genie.
A little bit of a downside. Genie Plus, there, yeah.
But it worked out, because I remember being like, okay, I basically loaded us up. So we had Rise and Smuggler's Run and like, Mickey and Minnie, and yeah. You know, we didn't have to wait in any lines.
Mm-hmm.
We got there, which was great. We got to knock a bunch of stuff out, which was very similar if you had rope dropped.
Yeah.
So that was good, but it was just so tiring.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What's on your list?
So on my, I would point out too, like, I feel like we could like do an entire episode talking about like how the hurricane affected our plans, because that was a whole another thing of like.
Yeah, well, that was
the whole episode.
Well, we'll have to. I'll make a note of that. Hurricane.
Yeah. Hurricane episode. So, in the number of times we've gone, we've been to multiple character meals.
Right.
Which are pretty nice. They're pretty cool.
I love character meals because I don't want to meet characters in the park.
Well, true.
I want to eat some food.
However, one of the things we hadn't done until our adults only trip was sit down in a nice, non-character, fancy restaurant. Like a legit fancy restaurant. Oh, okay. Restaurant.
Yeah.
So, because we
I was like, we were fancy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we weren't, we weren't dressed
Victoria
fancy.
And Albert fancy. But
no,
like...
no, no, no. So, I forget the name of it. Forgive me. When we stayed at Coronado, at the top of the Grandestino Tower.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a restaurant on one side. Like, yeah. And on the opposite side is like a bar with... And they have amazing views. Minus the fact that that particular night we were there, it was raining, so you couldn't really see anything. However... So, a side note is that the bar across the way had views of the Hollywood Studios fireworks.
You're talking about Toledo's?
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Because we went to Toledo's and then we went to the Barcelona Lounge.
Right. So one of the things, and I wouldn't do this around where we live, like fancy restaurants when you have a 5 and a 3-year-old, probably not... It's not something I would
order. I was talking to one of my coworkers today about the fact that like our kids love to go to restaurants, but like...
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant they love around here is they only talk about is how you get bread. You know, they're like, you get the bread. And then when we went to Olive Garden, I remember, because you get unlimited breadsticks there.
Yeah.
I remember Gregory saying to me, this place is fancy. Look at all the bread and salad. I was like, yep, so it's fancy.
Super fancy. But we, and like we, again, we've done character meals. And it's not that they're not cool. They are cool, but I wouldn't consider them like fancy or anything like that. But it was an opportunity where we could like try out a restaurant or two that we probably wouldn't have done with the kids. And this is one of them I wouldn't have taken kids. I don't know if I saw any kids in there as far as I know, but either way.
There were some kids, yeah.
There might have been. But it was an opportunity to try out because Coronado is kind of known as like a foodies, like hotel, specifically Grandestino.
Well, that's
Tower,
one of the reasons we wanted to go there is because we like to eat.
Yeah. We like to like try new stuff, and we tried a whole bunch of like really awesome like there is a tapas basically because it was all small plates, which is great. And it's one of the things that when we decided on an adults only trip, and I started doing research. I'm like, ooh, this looks good, and then we showed you, and we're like, yeah, let's do it. And it's something that I would love to do again as well with the kids at this age. It's debatable.
Well, maybe. I also don't know if it's worth it because of the cost of it for kids, you know? Like, well, they're not going to eat all this stuff.
That's if it's... this place wasn't price fixed ahead of time, though. Like, you know, when you go to a character meal, you pay for it up front.
Right.
But
they're not going to eat most of that food, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, but that's the benefit, though, is that it's not like you have to pay up front for the kids.
But then we're going to have them come and be like, here's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich I packed.
But, yeah, I mean...
I definitely liked. We tried a bunch of different restaurants. That was probably one of the best ones we had.
But, yes.
It was nice to sit in a meal and enjoy it. I think that was a big thing that we did. Not that we didn't enjoy the meals with the kids. We did do some non-character sit downs with the kids. We've done those in the past. Why can't I think of the name of that one? Liberty Tree Tavern. We did with the kids.
That was a good. Needed to get out of the rain
and the heat.
And the heat and humidity. And we were like, ooh, this food's actually really, really good.
Yeah, it felt like Thanksgiving.
It did, yeah.
And I think that was good for the kids, too, because it was like kind of kid-friendly with all of that. I think it was really cool. I do think that restaurant was really cool. I'm glad that we tried it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I felt very underdressed sitting in this very fancy restaurant. And I feel like the same way when we went to the Creperie, the one in
Epcot. Oh, yeah.
That was a very fancy restaurant right next to Ratatouille's Adventure, or Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. And it was, you know, I'm walking in like shorts, and not even like real shorts. They're like legging shorts, you know, mm-hmm. like biker shorts, and a tank top and ears, you know? So like, but everyone, all the waitresses and
servers were all... They were all like very French cafe.
Yeah, and they were very, you know, so I did like that we were able to kind of try new things and that we spent a good amount of time sitting down in a restaurant and just talking and just like hanging out.
And people watching, which is always
And people watching, which I love too. Because I feel like, you know, Abby especially is like, when are we going on another ride? I want to go on another ride. Let's go on another ride. This isn't a ride.
Well, the patience factor does not exist. Yeah.
I mean, she's very much like me because she doesn't wait in lines either.
Right. So. Well, and then also, like, again, this one's not fancy by any means, but it's a hard one to get, was August Cantina, which you wouldn't take kids into because it's
basically...
But it's like a... It's essentially a bar.
Yeah.
Which we did at 9-something in the morning because that's what was available.
We had breakfast there, quote unquote.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I will say that it was cool to go to Ogden's Cantina, and I'm glad that we did that. But I don't need to go again. You know?
It was good for the one experience.
I didn't love that they rushed you so much.
Yeah, and that, but I think that's a product of the popularity.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to write that we should do a whole review on that.
On just the place?
Yeah. What was the other one we said? I can't even remember now.
Toledo's and August Cantina.
I know, we just said August Cantina.
But I'm just listing them off again.
No, there was another idea we had for a show. And I said I was writing it down, but I was lying.
Yeah,
that was good. That was really good.
Oh, no, it was the hurricane episode.
Oh, okay, hurricane. Okay, we can do that, too.
That is a whole other thing. Yeah, so that fancy restaurant... fancy restaurant, yes, with kids, depends.
No, I think the...
Adults, yes.
Because the whole thing with the nice restaurants... And it wasn't, like, fancy where you had to be, like, in a ball gown or anything. It was just, like, it was a really cool place to be.
One of these days.
And the bar was pretty cool, too. That we got to see the fireworks from. But I also don't think... I don't think that I would ever stay at Coronado with the kids.
Well, it's buses everywhere, which we learned the kids are fine with the buses. But yeah, the especially, but if you have
It's not like kid, like we looked at, remember we saw the little splash pad was kind of you know, like.
Yeah, the kids area of the pool there is not like this, I don't mean to turn this into like a Coronado like episode, but the point is, you probably wouldn't stay there because the pool area doesn't really have much of a kids area at all.
Right.
And then on top of that, if you're in the same place, part of the hotel that we were in, and I've seen this in reviews of the place too, like, you take buses everywhere, which, okay, that's fine if you like buses, but the buses usually, the main drop-off is Grandestino Town. They do go around to the other portions of the, of the hotel, but if you just want to get off the bus and you get off at Grandestino, now you've left yourself a walk to get to pretty much everything else.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not the best for kids that don't like to walk places that are like, ooh, strollers riding the...
It's true. Okay, so I'm trying to think which one I want to do next.
Don't know. You got to pick.
Ugh. All right, let's do park hopping with kids.
Oh.
We did simple this for enough. The first time in November.
Because we didn't have... Did we not have it? No, we didn't.
No, we have never done it before with the kids. We've always been like, this is one park. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then in November, we said, let's do it. Let's try it out. And we got a park hopper because we had had the park hopper beforehand when we had went on our own adult only trip.
And you had it in June when you went with your... Yeah, you had it in June when you went with your sister. Yeah.
So... Yeah, excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
excuse me. So we had it in November when we went with the kids.
Correct, yes.
And so we did park hop. We did, I think, at most two parks with the kids.
We definitely didn't cross the three threshold,
A lot of the times, I think we were doing, like, Epcot and Hollywood Studios because they were so easy to get to one or the other.
That is correct, yes.
So would you do park hopping with the kids again?
I think it's a good way of giving them options. If there's one thing the kids don't understand yet, it's that it's great to have an objective, like, oh, I really want to ride this ride, but if it's shut down for maintenance or the line is just incredibly long, then you've got to make another choice. And you don't want them to get super upset because they can't get on that one ride. But if you can offer them up, like, hey, listen, we have this park hopper thing. Once 2 o'clock rolls around, we can basically go to any park you want, depending on what it is you want to ride. You give them those options, it makes them happier because they know the rides now. And so they can like rifle off the names. Like, I want to do this, 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 this. Like, okay, well, let's figure that out. If you only limit them to one park and for some reason they're just not into the rides for whatever reason that day, because they are capable of doing that just on a whim.
Right.
Then it kind of stinks because you feel like they're getting bored, which means that you're getting annoyed because they're bored. But if you have the park hopper, and we've said this before, but please, for goodness sake, like, switch back to hopping whenever you want to.
Well, and the park reservation is the worst. Well, I hate this park reservation system.
But, yeah, you pick a park in the morning to go to and do some stuff there, and then take a midday break, which you can totally do, and then hop it to somewhere else, and then you, like, amplify their options. And then you still have the other three parks you can go back to again, you know, if they're awake, if there's, like, if you have extended hours somewhere, you can just kind of pick and choose. I think it's a great option.
Yeah.
To keep things varied.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think you have to be strategic. You need to plan a little bit. I don't think that we were perfect at it, especially showed up to Epcot like far too early to hop, which was annoying. But I do think that we did a really good... I don't think I would have done it when the kids were younger, though.
Like the first, very first trip?
When we had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, not even 1-year-old. Not even 3-year-old, not even 1-year-old.
They were turning. They were turning 3 and 1.
Yeah, so they were 2 and like 9 months.
Yeah.
9 months, 11 months. There are 12 months in a year. Wow.
You're thinking the pregnancy itself. Whoops.
Pregnancy is forever.
Whoa.
That last month. That was deep. You've never seen that? Where it's like, it says that there's 8 months in pregnancy, except for the last month, that is 7 years.
Well, there you go.
Something like that. Accurate. But yeah, I do think that we've got to do a lot in those days, but I think it would have been better if we were more strategic about it. Like, so I think, like we went to Hollywood Studios and we did a bunch of stuff there, and then we were hopping to Epcot. Or no, I think we were in Magic Kingdom and then we were hopping to Epcot.
Yeah.
I would have rather planned it so that we had a break to go back to the hotel room. I would have stayed in a hotel that wasn't Animal Kingdom Lodge, where we had to get so far away to get on the bus. It would have been great if we were walking distance to one of those two hotels, like walking distance to Magic Kingdom or walking distance to Epcot.
Swan and Dolphin in April.
I know. Well, when I started at Yacht Club, that's what the biggest, it was awesome.
Well, yeah.
But so that way you could leave the park, like we rope dropped, because we are rope drop people. So we rope dropped, we were in the park super early, we did a lot of stuff. It would have been really great if we had taken a break at like noon, and we talked about doing this, and then we got stuck in a Haunted Mansion line.
Oh yeah, because
it broke down, and then all this stuff. But if we had decided to instead at noon go back to the hotel, like we could have walked to Contemporary, Grand Floridian, or Polynesian.
Yeah,
had lunch, just hung out, took a little bit of a break from the stimulations of the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Even just like sat in the room for a little bit, and then went back to Epcot maybe at like 3.
Yeah.
You know, so then, because you still have a whole bunch of time there, and then we would have booked a lightning lane for later and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that would have been better with the ages of our kids, because Gregory's still little. He's 3, so he still needs a nap. He still needs a break.
Definitely a break.
Yeah. Abby can keep going forever, but.
That's true.
Especially, and if you want to make your kids last to the fireworks, their kids never make it to fireworks because they're always exhausted by the end of the day.
Right.
You need to have that break, so.
Easily, yeah.
But I would definitely do it again. We do have park hoppers for April, which I'm really excited for. And it'll be good to be able to... And the best parks to hop from, obviously, are Epcot and Hollywood Studios, because they're so close to each other. And you can get on the Skyliner,
or you can get the boat. Right there. So you can easily take a break and not feel out of the action.
Right. And you can get on the Friendship Boats. And then also, it's not terrible to go to Magic Kingdom either, because you can get on the monorail.
It's really not, yeah.
Yeah. And they have the buses, too. Like, you can take the bus from one park to the other once hopping starts, too. But...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not terrible, and I would definitely plan it a little bit better like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually kind of a good segue into one of the other points I had. So one of the things that we did for the first time in 2022, we haven't done that before. We stayed in a deluxe hotel.
And then we stayed in another one, and then we...
Well, so The two instances you did it three times, yes. Technically. I did it twice. So we did the split stay in February. We stayed at Port Orleans French Quarter, then switched to a Grand Floridian villa.
Yeah, two-bedroom villa.
For 2 nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, for 2 nights. And then in the November stories, we switched between hotels like 3 times before we went. Because we booked one, I forget the one first one we booked, but then we booked Art of Animation Suite. And then Animal Kingdom Lodge popped up. We were like, ooh, look at this.
I feel like we booked, like Saratoga Springs or something.
It was something like
and
that.
And then
yeah.
I was like, man, I really want to be on the Skyliner. I wish we'd get Caribbean. I wish we'd get on the Skyliner. I wish we'd get Riviera.
And Art of Animation popped up.
And then Art of Animation popped up. And we had a suite in Art of Animation. We're like, okay, this will be great because we're going to have a suite. And then we were like, Animal Kingdom Lodge. Let's go to Animal Kingdom. Like, and that was totally off of everything.
But it was a blessing in disguise, because which we'll go into more detail later because of the hurricane. Yes. Because Art of Animation's all outside to get places or whatever.
I mean, the value resorts are nice. I will every time you stay at Disney, you're going to get, the Disney experience. You're going to be in the bubble. You're going to get the excellent customer service and all of that. But there's something about staying at a deluxe. It's and not that the moderates are bad either, because we've spent at them, but it's just when we enter the deluxe, they're like, welcome home, it's just every part of it is grand and amazing, and those beds, I don't know, they were just so comfortable. Even when we were at Grand Floridian and we ended up sleeping on the pull down bed, it wasn't terrible.
That's true, yeah.
Because we had too many people, but so I will say that. I think it was totally worth it to be able to have also the benefits that you had, the perks.
Yes.
Like, so the biggest perk was the extended evening hours. And we didn't get that Animal Kingdom because of the hurricane, but getting the extended evening hours is phenomenal, because you really get those perks all to yourself.
Because it's how many hours after park closure? It's like 2 or 3.
It's like
or
2 hours
like that.
Or something. Yeah. But you can do a lot in 2 hours when there's nobody there.
Well, we learned that with the party, because there was a lot less people. It didn't feel that way. There was a bunch of people, a lot less than a normal park day, so you could get onto stuff super easy.
Yeah, they used to have those kinds of things for like all hotel guests, and they don't have that anymore. So if you get those perks, but then it's just. The amenities are so nice, and the pools are great everywhere, but there was just something extra about being there, and you just felt, I don't want to sound snobby, but it just was, it felt really good to be in that type of resort.
Yeah.
I will say, I loved Animal Kingdom Lodge, but I don't need to stay there often. Next time we stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I would not prioritize going to parks. I would prioritize staying at the Lodge, maybe going to Animal Kingdom, because it's so close, but I think the best perk of the deluxe is outside of like Animal Kingdom and Wilderness Lodge
would be
the walkability to the parks. You know, being able to, when I was at Yacht Club and we could just walk into the back door of Epcot, that was phenomenal.
Right.
It was so easy. And when we were at Grand Floridian, you could just walk to it. You know, when you're contemporary, you're so close. So I think that paired with what you receive at a deluxe is awesome. And I would definitely do that again.
Well, it's also that opportunity to have a restaurant variety.
Yeah.
So at the values, you basically get the, call it the commissary, basically. So it's it's not really a food court in a traditional sense, but you don't get anything super fancy there. But like Animal Kingdom Lodge, we didn't do any of them, but there was Sanaa, which we had Sanaa booked,
but then,
the hurricane was coming. We were like, nope, because it was at Kidani Village. Yeah, like, let's not walk over there.
I mean, the hurricane kind of put a damper on a lot of things, and it was
right.
But even so, even the quick service restaurants
were phenomenal.
Yeah, they were really good, and it's pretty easy to get reservations at a lot of those places.
Yeah,
when you're there, because they're not in the parks and there's not as many people going to them. Like when I was at Yacht Club, and we just got a sit down reservation very easily. So.
Well, because I feel like unless you're like a true foodie who's like hunting these restaurants down to try them out, you're not going to have random people just kind of wandering in. It's going to be hotel guests that are staying there. And if it's a deluxe, like you were showing me the, it was our adults only trip. And we walked out of Epcot for a little bit, and you're like, check it out, it's the Yacht Club. And like, there were people all in the pool area because it was August.
Oh, and it was awesome.
But I never got the sense that it was overwhelmingly crowded there because the hotels looked huge, and it just felt like half of it was empty. But it's a deluxe, so obviously it costs you a lot more than the value, so it's naturally going to push most people out of their comfort zone for price.
I think a big thing comes down to like what type of trip you want and what's important to you. And, you know, if you are never going to use any of the amenities that are associated, then don't spend the money on it, right? Don't spend the money on the deluxe. But if you, and I recommend, really want to relax at some point or sit by the pool or enjoy the hotel, then definitely book a deluxe. Because you can, there's so much going on and it's so much fun and it's just so nice. But the but also the convenience, right? So it's like, and if you're not sure, like, one of the reasons I don't really love Riviera is because you can't walk to places. Yes, you can get on the Skyliner, but not that I don't like Skyliner, but if I'm going to go use the Skyliner, I'm going to just go to Caribbean and pay to stay there.
Well, yeah, and that's a whole nother, that's a whole nother thing, but it's no, you're right. It's there, certain deluxes have all of the amenities you want. The monorail loop of Floridian,
Polynesian,
Contemporary have the monorail slash Polynesian. You can walk, but it's not really recommended.
Well, you can walk to take it to Transportation Center, which gets you the monorail right to
But you can also now walk all the way through Grand Floridian. It's long, but you could do it. Yacht Club, Beach Club, Boardwalk Inn, Swan and Dolphin, I think.
Is Swan and Dolphin is not a Disney-owned property.
But would you consider that
deluxe,
though?
It's an other deluxe resort, but it's
other
not...
Other deluxe, okay.
It's not a Disney property.
Right, but
yeah.
Those are all walkable to Epcot and technically Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
You mentioned Wilderness Lodge, but that's not walkable to anything. You get
its own ferry boat
to Magic Kingdom, but then it's buses everywhere else. You have to mention the villas, like Saratoga Springs, Old Key West. I think those are considered deluxes as well, but those are all buses everywhere.
Except to Saratoga Springs, you can walk to Disney Springs.
Right, but that's
not really... But it's all dependent on what type of trip you want.
Right.
If you are looking for an adult only, don't need to go to the parks, like, I'm just going to go and enjoy myself.
Yep.
Then that's fine. Like, I have a friend who did go to the Animal Kingdom Villas, Kidani Village, and didn't go to the parks at all. They just hung out at the hotel and they really enjoyed it. I still wish that they had figured out a way to build a Skyliner or something that connects Animal Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lot.
It is very strange, right?
It's
you share a name with the park.
The most frustrating thing about that hotel was that there were buses everywhere.
It is very interesting as a deluxe.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely think deluxes are amazing, and if we could say deluxe every single time, I would do it.
Oh, 100%,
yeah. But, you know, I stood at the cheapest one you could stay at, and then I checked out of it and went to the Yacht Club.
Right.
But it still wasn't terrible. You know, it's not terrible.
Was it All-Star Music, I think?
Sports.
Sports?
All-Star Sports before
for
any
one
renovation.
Night.
Yeah, because it was our when we arrived. And it was fine. It was a bed to sleep in. And that's all I needed.
And that's all you wanted for that night anyways.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
So I think it's all dependent on what type of vacation you want. What's your priorities? What do you want to do? And what access to things do you want?
Yep.
But yes, I am in love with those deluxes.
So I think we have time for one more before we hit the hour mark, which is kind of our like...
Oh, okay.
Kind of cut off. But we have time to... get one more of yours in, and probably we'll share other ones in another extension episode at some point. Yeah.
All right. Well, we have a bunch, so you can pick the best one.
Oh, I know. I see your check marks there. So.
Well, you talked about this earlier, so we did a split stay this year, right?
Yes.
We did our very first split stay in February.
Yep.
We went from French Quarter, New Orleans, Port Orleans, French Quarter, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a split stay with Grand Floridian.
Right.
So not going after either resort, it's would you do a split stay again?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, we just did a whole, call it 10 minutes, on how awesome the deluxe hotels are. However, the downside is as I look today just for kicks and giggles, and most of the deluxes, you're not going to get anything unless it's like real off season for less than like $800-900 a night, and that's before tickets.
Yeah.
Right, it depends, but I'm just giving an example. But the best way to kind of counteract that, because of the way ticket prices are these days and the hotel stays and all that, you're already paying a couple $1,000s if you're staying on site, even at the value resorts. So if you want to try out a deluxe, honestly, the best way to do it for the first time, if money's a concern, book a value resort for most of your stay, and then for one or two nights, depending on the price, snag a deluxe, because Bell services are amazing at all the hotels. So you can easily, they transport your luggage for you.
Yeah, that you go and they'll send it to your next resort. You go to the park and while it's happening, and it will be their leader.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to worry about lugging it to the next hotel. And honestly, and I've said this to you before, and I don't think not on any of our podcast episodes. I felt out of place at the Grand Floridian because everyone else that we ran into in the villa section.
Well, and I'm not talking about the hotels itself. It's just the concept of it, of doing a split stay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I'm saying for some of the deluxes, you might think, like, I'm too Disney-fied for this, because you feel like there's a lot of like DVC people there that you literally just use it as a hotel and then the pool, and they don't use the parks or anything. But for split stay purposes, if there's a place you want to try out, but maybe it's too pricey or it's just not available when you want it, but it is for like that one or two nights, you should go for it. Because again, with Bell services being super awesome, transporting your stuff for you and all that, and less worry on you for luggage, it's a great way to try out a hotel, and then you can make your decision. Like, maybe, like, for some people don't like deluxes. They try it once and go, not my thing.
Yeah, but they're all the deluxes are different. I don't think that.
No,
but I also,
but I'm just saying in general, you know? Like,
I also think that you can't do just one night at a deluxe. I think that it's not.
Well, no.
I think if you're going to do the split stay, you should, like, let's say you're going for a week, so you're going for, you know, seven, or we'll say six nights.
Yeah, sure.
I would do, like, three nights at one hotel and three nights at the other, like an actual split stay. One night, you don't really get to experience a lot of things. And you also need to make sure that you plan a day in that deluxe where you're just at the hotel.
That's the challenge, you're not at
the park. Yeah. And you're enjoying the amenities because you're paying for it. So you might as well enjoy it.
Well, maybe that's the approach, right? So you do most of your park days in the first part of your stay, and then when you switch, you have like one or two resort days, because like you pointed out, I like what you said there, the split stay doesn't necessarily have to be value and deluxe. It could be moderate, value, moderate, etc.
Well, it could also be based off of what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, so let's say you do a split stay, and you do it from like, you could do two deluxe split stays too. You could be at the Contemporary because you're going to spend some time at Magic Kingdom, but then you want to spend some time at Epcot. So you're going to go to Yacht and Beach Club.
Yeah.
So it's just dependent on what you're looking for and what your priorities are. But
right.
I will say, Disney makes it very easy to do a split stay, so I would totally do it again.
Oh, yeah. It's not complicated at all.
And we mentioned this, like, Abby gets bored sometimes when she's at a pool for too long. So, like, we got to experience
sometimes
a whole new pool, which was really cool.
Well, especially if it's a pool that's got a really good, like, kid splash zone. So that way it's a good transfer between...
Technically, she's too tall for those now.
That is true.
Yeah. Technically, she's a big kid now. How'd that happen?
Oh, dear.
How do we have a big kid now?
Age.
Sarah. All right. Well, we hit an hour. That's far than I expected.
And we still have some items on the list, so that can be a whole nother...
Yeah, we'll revisit these lists. I think we did a lot of firsts, and I'd love to keep going with this conversation because we barely hit my list. I have a lot more.
And we also have, like, we haven't done our Animal Kingdom Lodge review, which can kind of be, like, a joint hurricane episode there, because it was the same thing.
I don't know. We'll
really
figure that out later.
I'm just pointing out...
Why are you talking about our future plans? We don't even know them yet.
That's an item on the list now.
Oh, my gosh. You're
ridiculous. Added it.
You would just do... You went on some tangents about golf this time, so I don't know what to tell
you. I talked about that for about maybe
1,500 minutes.
1,500
minutes.
This is the man who is looking at the timer, and it was like 2 minutes.
Too much golf.
Bah,
two
bah,
minutes
bah,
is
bah,
too
bah,
much.
Bah.
2 minutes was too much.
You got to enjoy the pool at Coronado and all that jazz. I don't know what you're complaining about.
But I didn't have to listen to you talk about golf while not at the Coronado pool.
Because I was playing golf and therefore wasn't talking about it because I was playing it.
Exactly. Go.
Word.
So anyway, I think we're going to cut it there on the golf tangent. Stop doing sound effects. That's people are going to think that you're really farting.
That was a sound effect. You could tell that that was a sound
effect. I don't know. People don't know. People think I'm like gross. What kind of podcast is this? They're going to think we're not sophisticated. They're going to think we're not Grand Floridian people.
They didn't think that already?
Exactly. Oh. Well, anyway, thank you everyone for joining us. If you're looking for more tips on how to travel with kids, all of that stuff, be sure to check out our website at unlockingadventures.com. And then you can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Adventures by Lisa Kay. Have a wonderful day. I hope it is magical.
Peace out.
That was dumb.